Centralia Locker Room Chat Time here on KMZA. Brandon Tam and Roger Holthouse joining us here. Panthers football coach brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, Centralia. Another big win last week. It was our feature game on 92-1. Panthers get it done at home over Moorhill Mounts Academy in the district game, 52-0. Again, congratulations, coach. Your team pretty solid on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I didn't play too bad, Brandon. I thought defensively played really well. Offensively, I thought we played well for the most part, except on a 6-7 minute span in there where I thought we lost our composure. We did get a couple calls we thought was put should have went our way, and then the kids lost composure. And we just can't do that. We got to continue to keep moving forward. So, but overall, it was a good outing, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Let's talk about Jacob Flinty for a second. Again, he's just such a threat on offense, and 130 rushing yards for him, over 100 passing yards. So just the dual threat aspect and three total touchdowns. How crucial is his play going to be, not just down the stretch here, but once we get to the postseason?
I think it's very crucial because the offense kind of, it's kind of the quarterback kind of the centerpiece of what we do with our offense. And he's got to rush football and then throw and hit open receivers when they're open. On a play action pass, so it's very crucial for him to be playing well. It does surprise Brandon. He had a great off season. I think he used his getting hurt last year at his ACL. I think he used that as motivation and had a great off season and is playing very well for us right now.
I figure you're going to take, 130 some rushing yards, over 100 passing yards. I feel like if you're going to continue to get that balance from him with the offense moving forward, that you guys should have pretty good success come the postseason.
Yeah, I think we real good success, and even Henry Hyden, I think he does get a lot of courage, but he's a tough runner, runs in between the tackles. Quentin Oliver, who kind of stretches maybe the defense out a little bit more, he's running the ball well right now too. So, and I think our offensive line is really blocking well, starting to come together as a group.
Yeah, and then Quentin Aldefer was going to go into him next. He had over 100 total yards, but being able to kind of stretch the field and just kind of a different weapon for you outside of Flinty and company.
Yeah, because he's a kid that probably of the kids who can take it to the house in one carry. He's quick enough, and he's got enough, I don't know what you want to say, movability out there and make a kid miss and take it to the house. So he's one of those kids that can do that. And he's probably he is our best receiver and catch football, very good route runner. We got to get those three kids, our offensive line and our, tight end block. Well, we'll be all right.
You guys have played some good games. You guys have won three straight, but would you say that game last week against Moorhill was the most complete game on both sides of the ball?
I thought it was, except for that about 5 minute stretch, Brandon, where I thought we lost our composure. I don't like that. I think we didn't execute stuff on offense that we should have, and a little disappointing there. But I thought overall, especially from the defensive standpoint, the offensive standpoint, was probably our most complete game we played all year.
There it is, Centralia football coach Roger Holthouse. We're going to step aside, quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk about their Week 6 opponent. That is Horton. We'll do it after a break here on KMZA. Couple more minutes with Centralia football coach Roger Holthouse here on KMZA. Our locker room chat brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Community Healthcare System. After the win against Moorhill Mounts Academy, three straight wins for Centralia, obviously 2-0 in district play, and district play continues on the road Friday at Horton. What can you tell us about the Chargers?
They get a decent running back. Defensively, they will fly around and they'll hit you, so we got to be ready for that. They like to blitz a little bit on defense, so our line's going to be paying attention and heads up and knowing those kids are coming and when they're not.
Yeah, just talk a few keys. What's on the chalkboard this week when you're just kind of dissecting this one and breaking it down? What does your team need to do to get a win on Friday?
Well, I think it goes back to Brandon. We need to block. We need to lock on the block. We need to look and block in, lock on. We need to run a 6-hole, a 3-hole. And then we need to hit the receivers when they're open and play action pass. And then defensively, we need to, continue to create turnovers and gang tackle and get to the football. And that's a must, I think, every week, no matter who we're playing.
There it is, Roger Holthouse, Centralia football coach. Panthers 4-1. They're 2-0 in district play. They get Horton, who's 0-2. in district play. That'll be a road game for Centralia on Friday night, week number 6, just a few weeks left here in the regular season. Coach, as always, we appreciate a few minutes. Good luck on Friday.
Appreciate it, Brandon. Thank you.